at his beach club in Mar-a-Lago this morning. That, we believe, is to counter what we'll hear from Vice President Kamala Harris tonight. Trump seems to be getting ahead of that.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says that speech Harris plans for this evening will take place in a spot of heavy symbolism.
Tonight, Harris is back in Washington and set to deliver what her campaign calls a major closing argument on the ellipse in Washington with the White House behind her. The campaign says she's basically pushing Americans to turn the page on the Trump era and elect her.
Trump ally Steve Bannon was released from prison this morning after serving 4 months. He was found in contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena during the investigation into the Capitol attack. Overseas now, CBS's Holly Williams has more on Israeli military action in Gaza.
The health ministry says an Israeli strike early this morning hit a five-story building in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza, where displaced Palestinian families were sheltering. And it says many of those killed were women and children. Israel's military has repeatedly struck buildings for displaced people in Gaza, saying it is carrying out precise strikes targeting militants.
In Lebanon, Hezbollah says it's selected a new leader to replace Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed last month in an Israeli airstrike. Back here at home, concern grows in the eastern half of the country, where many places have seen no rain this month, and drought conditions has sparked wildfire warnings as well. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
We have severe to exceptional drought, which is the worst possible category, stretching from the Midwest into the Northeast. That's where Philadelphia has now gone a record-setting 30 consecutive days with no rain.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on hurricane recovery in three states.
Betty Smith is among the countless people in the Carolinas and East Tennessee facing years of recovery from Hurricane Helene. She's working on her flood damaged home along the Catawba River outside Hickory, North Carolina, while working a full-time job.
Right now, I'm working 6 days a week, leaving work, coming here, doing what little bit I can here, going to my sister's house, sleeping, and then doing it all over again.
Smith says it could be worse. Several of her neighbors had their homes swept away.
Game 4 of baseball's World Series is tonight in New York. The L.A. Dodgers are one win away from the title. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 9 points. NASDAQ is up 69. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. There he met with former Republican Mayor Sean Riley, who's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Racine County will have more voting later in November. A primary is on November 21st for the county executive position. Four candidates are running. The two leading candidates will face off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man was critically injured in a shooting on Wolf Street near Main in Racine early Sunday. Police have identified a person of interest in the case. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And Red Apple Elementary in Racine is set to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school, opening in about a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming it after Dr. Laurel Clark, a NASA astronaut from Racine. They're seeking community input on the change. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickle on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution, and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back, back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting his ability to move, to really drive the football. You know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I'm tears. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. Lonely lovers free.
Feels the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
You spoke, we listened. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Sugarloaf and Green-Eyed Lady. Hey, today, Dusty Springfield is our artist of record. Great album, Dusty. You win, but you will win a Dusty Springfield album. And might I say, all her albums are universally awesome. But Son of Preacher Man. That's the one you're going to hear this hour before noon. And when you hear that, be my fifth caller at 262. And it is, oh, my brain just went, oh, this sucks. Ah, why am I DJ God? 262-634-WRJN to win that album. And everybody that wins an album the last few days of October and the month of November are qualified in the drawing to win another beautiful record player. And of course, the person bringing you artists of record is our dear buddy Ray of...
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, including Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man, which when you hear it, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And win album on our Artist of Album, you'll win Dusty Springfield's album today from Time and Again Music and More. In Sturt event, you know, our buddy Ray's shop, trick or treat times, just in case. I know your kids are desperately counting down the hours, and who isn't? I was desperately counting down the hours on Sunday for my kids, grandkids, trick or treating time, because I knew that there would probably be a lot of leftover Tootsie Rolls. For some reason, everybody's giving away that candy and the kids are like, what is this crap? I'm not going to touch it. And I'm going to get it because I am a big fan of Tootsie Rolls. That's right. I'm old school. I like the Tootsie Rolls. And I just got my teeth repaired. So they should be able to handle the filling should be able to handle the Tootsie Rolls. But I just had to laugh. I don't know if you heard Don Rosen's show today, but Don was talking about the time that they gave out generic candy. About a couple of years ago. So they give out generic candy on this, the most sacred of children. It's almost like Super Bowl for kids, the Super Bowl candy for kids, right? And the kids are, you know, any day of the week, they can eat generic candy, but this is trick or treat and they're supposed to get the good stuff, right? Well, Don gave out the generic stuff. And so they're sitting in the house and they're waiting for more trick or treaters to show up and they start hearing things being thrown at their door. and they go look out and a bunch of kids have got the generic candy threw all the candy back against their door. And I just, for some reason, all morning, I've just been like, just, you know, concentrating on things or doing things. And all of a sudden I just start breaking out in laughter because, and just that sight of candy being thrown against their door. How dare you use the generic candies? Come on, people. It's trick or treat night. And of course the trick or treat times are on the WRJN Facebook page. For us. Here's the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities with Senator J.D. Vance last night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the campaign.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable, to eliminate taxes on Social Security, and to deport those in the country illegally. Governor Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley. He's a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Vice President Harris and President Trump are in the state tomorrow. Former President Bill Clinton's in Milwaukee Thursday. Trump rallies in Milwaukee Friday night. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. It was in Kenosha that a new statewide student effort was announced. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home.
And an animal that had been at the Racine Zoo since 1986 has died. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Ewell, a 58-year-old gibbon. Ewell far exceeded the typical life expectancy for his species, leaving behind 6 daughters, including Robin. Zoo officials say they made the difficult decision to euthanize Ewell earlier this month due to a progressive health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. You got a smile so bright.
Local news and time, it says WRJN. And hey, isn't this that song I was telling you about? 262-634-WRJN, caller 5.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Taking
Timeless is WRJN. Who's more timeless than Dusty Springfield? Well, okay, I didn't think of a whole handful of hits there, but Dusty, absolutely timeless. And for one person, really, really cool. For Jeff Grody, calling in from, are you ready for this? Milwaukee. Jeff, one, right there, caller number five. I couldn't believe it. It was like, boom, there he is. So, Jeff, thank you so much for listening online from Milwaukee today. Thank you so much. Jeff's got himself Dusty Springfield album. I don't know exactly which one, for although my favorite is Dusty in Memphis, but that's me. She could maybe a greatest hits, whoever. Every album you get from Dusty is a winner, that is for sure. And Jeff is also now in the running for a real live brand new spanking record player that someone's going to win at the end of November. And he's going to win it from WRJN. And of course, Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. 9602 Durand Avenue, Sturdivant, right down the street from the School Antique Mall. So again, congratulations, Jeff. Tomorrow, it's going to be Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and we're going to be playing Smokey between, well, I'm going to say between 11 and 1 o'clock tomorrow for your chance, your next chance to win Artist of Record right here on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's right here at WRJN. Tell a friend. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's going to be our artist of record tomorrow, by the way. Got Mike Clemens coming up with sports. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. And Paul Harvey's the rest of the story. All just minutes away here on WRJN.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. 1 week till Election Day, former President Trump blasts Kamala Harris as he speaks to supporters at Mar-a-Lago.
Kamala's cruel and immoral actions on our border are actually disqualifying, in my opinion. She's unfit. She's an unfit person.
He campaigns later today in Pennsylvania. Vice President Harris has several appearances, including a speech at the Washington Ellipse, same spot where Trump spoke on January 6th, 2021. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
Kamala Harris is going to stress three things: reproductive rights, democracy and its preservation, and, of course, Donald Trump himself and the